everyone. Welcome back to Marx's Clover, the podcast where we try to take a critical look at anime. And today we're talking about One Room Hiyatari Futsu Tenshi Tsuki, also known as
Studio Apartment, Good Lighting, Angel Included.
Which, first of all, I do want to point out, good lighting is not appreciated enough in apartment hunting.
It's not. As a person that lives in a bad lighting situation, for the fact that my bedroom is facing the sun, I have to have like blackout curtains, or else there's just always light. So I've gotten used to it. And then when the sun sets every day, that is the only light. That is the only light I get. And then at night, there is no natural light. I needed to literally buy a lamp so I could actually have light in my apartment at night.
I think the issue is that in most places in the US, the housing market is quite rough, and finding an apartment is quite hard. So once you narrow down your candidates by price and location and cleanliness and some of the other important things, lighting kind of gets forgotten, which is a shame.
And nobody's going to go to a house at night to look at it, because that would be psychotic and weird. And there's only three places in my apartment that have ceiling lights.
Yeah,
the bathroom, the kitchen, and the pseudo dining room that I have.
Do you have an angel in any of those rooms to make up for it?
Thankfully not, because I don't know if I could handle the angel known as Toa. That is the subject of the anime we are talking about today. Is it a Marxist anime? Maybe.
We'll find out.
Maybe. We'll find out. So, the reason we chose this one, it's kind of amazing. There's so many strange things about this show. It has magical creatures. It has characters that act like they are going to work a 9-to-5 job, but somehow they're still high schoolers. There is a girl that's an angel, but that's not weird. There is angel, a vampire. Wait. Not a Romanian vampire.
Yes, not a Romanian. Yes, she's an Eastern vampire who cosplays as a Western vampire.
Yes. And, what is it? A Yukiona? A Kappa? Not a cop. It's thankfully.
All Kappas are...
all Kappas are bad. Yeah, all Kappas are bad. That is a statement we are about to make. They are the deep state. They are legitimately the deep state. There is a plot line that is not explored enough, that there is a Kappa deep state. As the Wikipedia, I'm not even on the wiki, it says, she comes from a wealthy family. Hisui Tsumurumi doesn't come from a wealthy family. It is implied that she is literally the granddaughter of the person that runs Japan.
Yeah, let's just get the Kappa in the room out of the way.
Yeah, because it makes it so the lighting is dim.
It really dims the show.
I don't think she lives in a studio apartment either.
No.
Which is why every character in the show should be only in the show if they live in a studio apartment.
Like, she probably lives in a studio apartment, like the doghouse and a couple of cuckoos.
Yes. That dais is so stupid.
Yeah. No, the show keeps trying to make Kappa happen.
It is.
And it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
The Kappa is just not interesting. She's socially awkward and not in an interesting bullshit of rock way, but...
No.
Like, her social anxiety isn't super real feeling. It's not... doesn't feel...
She's afraid of men! Informative. How is that not... spoiler for people listening to this podcast. We are men. And we are quite scary, and she is scared of men.
Yeah, I mean, being scared of men in itself is probably fine. I mean, yeah. In terms of, Yeah, yes, like, we are more dangerous than bears, as the internet meme has been going.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, but then we have bear eaters who eat dead baby bear cub, you know? So we are more dangerous than bears.
Well, yeah, and he's a man. RFK Jr. is a man.
He is. He is.
Yeah, I mean, toxic masculinity does a lot of things, and eating bears is on the nicer end of that spectrum.
Yes. Yes, it is. Still weird, though.
So, yeah, coppers run the world.
Japan.
They control all the businesses.
In Japan, yes.
Well, that's true. Well, we only know Japan, but
it's true. It's true. To be fair, we don't know if there are Western coppers.
Well, if there's Eastern vampires
mm-hmm.
cosplaying as Western vampires, maybe there's Western coppers cosplaying as Japanese coppers.
This is actually... I've never thought, what is a Western kappa?
Do we have an equivalent? Because a kappa, for those who don't know, is kind of the mythological explanation for drowning.
Yes.
So there has to be other examples of mythological creatures in other mythologies that basically are an explanation for why drowning victims...
Like mermaids?
We're going far beyond our pay grade.
Yeah,
we're
going outside of our
Let's
scope.
Get to the more theological parts of the show and introduce the angel.
Is the angel the best character? Is there a heaven? Is there a god? This show is not an atheist show.
It's not. And the angel is definitely a religious nut. But to be fair, she has met gods. I mean, at that point, you know, she'd be a fool not to.
She is on a mission from God.
Because God wants the angel to go down to Earth and learn how to make humans happy.
Yes. She has her good kid, Mad City guide.
And her solution for human happiness is the cult of domesticity.
Mm-hmm. Living with a first-year high school student who is currently living alone in a studio apartment. And although he is given an allowance by his parents, he also works a part-time job at a restaurant.
He works a part-time job at a restaurant, not because he needs the money, because he's getting enough allowance
mm-hmm.
to pay for all his needs. It's just more that it's an experience he wants to have.
Which I think under capitalism is an actual neat idea. I do love the service industry.
Yeah, much as me as an adult can look at it and be like, well, that's silly. Why are you working in high school?
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I guess you can understand why an individual would just be like, hey, I want to join adult society.
Yeah.
And this is my way to do it.
And then you get an angel wife.
Yes, who lands on his balcony and just falls asleep on his balcony.
Yeah.
He kind of has to decide what to do with her.
Yeah, also for all those people being like, that's kind of mean. No, that is legitimately what he has to do. Should he let her live with him or not?
And at first he thinks not, because she does seem a bit crazy, because she calls herself an angel.
She does.
Well, she nearly... The show nearly took a really dark turn after he dumped her on the streets.
Yeah.
Fortunately, our main character was there to rescue her, and he saw the wings, and only angels have wings.
It's true.
I do think her wings are really well animated. Her wings are always casually dropping feathers.
Yes.
They are pretty good wings.
I mean, that is an angel thing. I mean, I do think people believe that, like, white feathers are angel feathers.
The angel is coming to Earth entirely unprepared, because all her knowledge of Earth comes from one book, which really seems like the only book she's
ever read.
She knows is Good Kid's Guide to Life on Earth. And it's
Good Angel, or Good Angel Mad City.
It is very much directed at angels. It has rules like hide your wings when you're around humans.
Yeah.
And yeah, she swears by the Good Kid's Guide to Life on Earth. So here's my first question with that.
Yeah.
She is clearly in her design and her cosmology from the Abrahamic tradition.
She is. I'm interested to see where you're going to go with this. Keep going.
I feel like the Abrahamic tradition has a lot of books, and I don't know if she's read any of them.
I don't think so either. I also wonder how much of this is fueled. I am an American. How much is fueled by American angel propaganda? But that's also just being very naive about angels and how weird angel stuff is.
Yeah, I mean, we do want to attribute all references to us and our culture,
yeah.
But it probably is true in this case.
Yeah, I do like that there is this one scene or like one piece of art of in Dragon Ball Z that Goku also has angel wings, and that it is never, and he never has angel wings. And I adore the afterlife in Dragon Ball Z. It is exceedingly funny and the most bizarre afterlife. I like that there are middle managers that handle the afterlife. It's probably up there with The Good Place as one of my favorite afterlives because of how weird you got. But it's weird. Like in this one, it does really feel like you are straight in what someone would believe Christianity is. Like, oh yeah, it's like in the clouds and she's an angel. And as the greatest quote of all time, she's not just an angel. She really is an angel.
No, he says she's not an angel because she's an angel. She's
yes.
an angel who happens to be an angel.
Yes.
In that she is a pure person at heart.
Yeah.
And she also happens to be an angel. But the reason she's so good and pure isn't because she's an angel. That's just intrinsically part of her
personality. Because we do meet another angel whose name is... Shiu? Yeah, Shiu, I think.
Yes, the lolly angel. We meet the lolly angel.
Aren't all the characters lollies at the end of the day?
I mean...
That's a conversation for another day, maybe.
That's a whole conversation about the lollification of all character designs.
Yes, yeah.
In anime over time.
Future conversation. As I said, if you want to know more about our theories about the alternative show this could have been about, maybe we'll, if we get enough views and we get enough requests, we will talk about the conspiracy of the other show this could have been.
Oh gosh. Oh gosh. Well, moving on.
Yes.
I think it's been a while since we had the Torah or the New Testament or the Quran.
Yeah.
And I just think it's time that The Good Kid's Guide to Life on Earth gets published. Like,
yeah.
I want to read that.
I like the fact there's not like a neutral, like a bad kid's guide. Like, I'm a person that's motivated by negativity, so I kind of just want to read the bad kid's guide to Earth. I'm still annoyed that there has not been like a devil. There's no demons. There's no demon people.
For that you had to go to Gabriel Dropout.
Oh, okay.
For a good slice of life. Demon and angel show.
Or shuffle.
Well, I guess. They both become pretty irrelevant pretty quickly, though.
Yeah.
In shuffle.
Yeah, yes, they do. So, let's talk about Toa. Because Toa is very fascinating as a character. In that...
Yeah,
she's
particularly because she could be used to teach Trig.
Explain.
Soka Toa.
Boo.
But yeah, so why is Toa so fascinating?
She's not a character. She's barely a character. She like barely exists in this show.
Yeah, she is kind of a representation of just being good.
Yeah, being good, being the woman you come home to at night. The only, I mean, she is a Marxist at heart. That is her greatest claim to fame as a her class revolution is when she helped out our main character work at his hourly job and said, that doesn't do anything. I'm still getting paid the same amount of money, which is the most profound moment of this whole show by a mile.
So Toa visits the main character at his restaurant.
Yes.
She sees him working, and since her entire world view is, I need to help humans be happy, everything's about just altruistic helping. And so, yeah, she just starts working. Her philosophy of just, I'm always here to help, does not work well within capitalism.
No, it does not. But it messed with me when I was watching the show, where I'm like, oh, that's so true. Like, literally, there's no incentive to do anything well.
Yes, yeah, so like, if our main character was working a salaried job,
yeah,
maybe she could have done something.
Well, anti...
But like, even then, it's still not really... I mean, that's still not the most ethical thing, because...
Yeah.
Arguably, she shouldn't have to work overtime at a salary job either, and she shouldn't have to work for free.
Yeah, exactly. Also, why does she need to work? And technically, she does work. She is a cult of domesticity worker. She works at home, feeds him. More on that in a bit. But I do... It's just... so weird that her helping him at work was, when I watched it, was almost the most transgressive act of the whole show. So I'm, yes, like, why are you doing that? Like, what? Why? What is the purpose of this? This makes no sense to do this. And I'm like, this is how capitalism gets you.
Like, if you grew up in an angelic world, it does make sense to do what she does. But for anyone growing up in a capitalist world, it's just so weird.
It's super weird. And is the show pro-capitalist? I don't know.
I'm sure the Kappas are pro-capitalist. I mean...
They put the K in capitalism.
They are the capitalists.
They are the capitalists. They are, I mean... They're weird. They're misogynists. They hide their women. They make the granddaughter just be like her own compound with only girls, and the main character sneaks in, and okay, I hate talking about the Kappa character. She is so uninteresting.
I mean, the Kappa maids do like sumo wrestling.
They do like sumo wrestling. And they do make the main character sumo wrestle, but that is a complete distraction from this show.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. It's just the Kappas are so funny. Because the idea of this under-government is so funny as a concept.
But also annoying.
It's annoying because it doesn't lead to happiness.
So what maybe is annoying about the angel helping him at work?
Yeah.
Is she's doing extra work there that, yes, should be compensated.
Yeah.
But as you pointed out, she does so much domestic work.
She does.
And that just doesn't come across as striking, and he doesn't make a big deal about it, because, well, it's domestic work.
She is a domestic girl.
We're just used to that being not monetized.
No, she does the second shift. And really, it's her only purpose as a character. And there's something so haunting about her purpose in the plot, of that the only thing she exists for is a face to come home to, and that she... is just there for his fulfillment. Her fulfillment is being a helper.
I mean, there's a long time in the story where, basically because she can't safely leave her house because she doesn't really know her way around modern society,
yeah,
she's kind of just stuck in the house.
Yeah. And the show also does this really strange thing where they don't make her part of school. And there is parts of the show that take place in school. And I think our summing up of the angel, we might talk more into this. I think you want to talk about some other things that are like this, like this idea.
Yes, because this idea of the domestic
helper,
cult of domesticity. Yeah,
domestic helper
that's unpaid. That's
basically what it is.
I call this genre, and it is a whole genre of anime, the Fox Girl genre, because there was an anime. I don't remember the name of it, and I don't want to know it. That was about a fox god coming to Earth and helping out this guy who's, like, super stressed out.
Yeah.
And that's kind of his mission, was to de-stress this guy who has all these negative emotions inside of him.
Yeah.
And the way she does it is, yeah, by being a housewife.
Mm.
Just cooking his meals, getting everything ready. Because he works at your stereotypical Japanese black company.
Mm-hmm.
where he's goes to work in the morning, comes back at 11 o'clock at night, often takes some of the last trains, and he literally has no time to just the basic day-to-day taking care of oneself. So the solution here is introduce the Fox Girl into this. And it's kind of uncomfortable because it's basically implying the solution to problematic work culture is to have a housewife. And what we really should do is get an intersectional approach that incorporates the Fox Girls, because there should be better working conditions for both the guy and the Fox Girl.
Yeah.
The solution of having someone do some of his labor for free is not a very elegant solution.
No, not at all.
And he also receives, well, he gets to partake in erotic tail brushing. So the other show that kind of does this, The Masterful Cat is Depressed Again. And that one is better because it's gender swapped. So at least there is not that, and, there's not a baggage.
And also, it's not a do. Okay, it is a do, but it's also not a human.
Yeah, it's not like a cat man, like not like the Fox Girl. It's a Fox Girl.
Yeah,
this is a cat.
It's just a cat.
Yeah, it's just a cat, a big cat who walks on two legs.
Yeah,
but 100% cat.
Yeah, 100% cat.
And yeah, the gender swap does make it more palatable. It still is a weird situation. I mean, our main character in that show was really struggling to keep herself functional.
Yeah,
before
like,
the cat came
before
in.
Before the cat, like, her home was in disrepair. I mean, this is a very common thing, like, in Zombie 100. I mean, that's what his house was like. You just have trash everywhere. It's such a common trope. And the main character of In Studio Apartment, Good Lighting, and Angel Included isn't, like, messy like this. But to be fair, there is a character in the show that I'm not remembering that is kind of messy like this, and his aunt, who I think also
right.
is overworked.
Yes.
And overworkedness being a joke is just such a strange, it's connectable, but it just, as I said, it just...
I mean, is it a joke or is it meant to be like satire? Like, is it supposed to be like, hey, this is the problem?
It's a satire, you know, to be dark, because this is recorded in the wake of a school shooting that happened in the first week of school in the United States only a few weeks ago. It's just one of those things that you can't really talk about it as normal. It's just now a common practice.
Right.
It's normalized.
It's hard to even see it as satirical, even if it was.
Yeah.
Because it's just become normal.
I mean, there's literally a show called Death March to a Rhapsody that came out a while back where they called working in a job where you're programming something or working in an office a death march, which is pretty bad to say that your job is a death march. I mean, technically, I guess it is a death march at the end of the day, but
that's true.
But it is really dark to view that it is just this thing you can't escape. You need it to create for food. And, again, this is why it's easy to get angry at the main character of Studio Apartment, Good Lighting, and Angel Included. It's a bad title for a show thing. Like, yeah, this guy literally is living off of an allowance. He still works. He's almost kind of like a... Obviously, he's kind of cosplaying being a worker, you know?
I mean, it's a good thing he works, though, because...
Yeah.
Their household expenditures do increase quite a bit.
Yeah.
Once the angel comes in.
Yeah, because he has to buy her cute outfits that she can work in.
Yeah, and it's not like in the cat show, the cat takes care of the finances.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure the angel knows how money works.
I think that would break her. I think if that's in the Good Kid's Guide to Earth, I think maybe there's a better reason to be an atheist. Being like, yeah, capitalism's great. It's like the best things human ever made. Like, it's good. As God said, greed is good. Yeah, no, he didn't say that. That was from Wall Street. Sorry if we offended people. Okay, if you've gotten this far, we have made fun of quite a bit already. But that show it's hard to escape like the financial security aspect, because that is going to be a common thing that will be brought up in this show. Is financial security is such a tenuous thing, and something that it's weird when anxiety is given in financial security. Even though the show is not about financial security, the show makes me think about financial security at weird times.
Yes.
And the fact that this angel exists, also her hair looks like a penis. I will say that we've gone this long.
We have to say that. It is the inescapable fact that it's the elephant in the room.
I literally,
or the angel in the apartment.
I literally had the Wikipedia page open for this, and I just realized, oh god, if we don't say that, I feel like we'll be phonies.
It's just the facts.
Yeah.
So yes, she has terrible hair. And
I mean, from the front, it looks all right. I mean, mirroring a girl boss legend from Witcher Mercury also has that hair.
Okay, that's painful, even like bringing up Mirroring in the same sentence.
Mirroring's a girl boss. We'll talk about Witcher Mercury one of these days. But we also don't see Mirroring from the back as much, where it feels like we see the angel from the back all the time.
Yes. Well, because she kind of is the decoration. She's not.
She is. I mean, the title of the show, Studio Apartment, Good Lighting, and Angel Included. It's literally like this guy was shopping for an apartment, and then it was a studio apartment. Great. That means it's a one-room apartment. It has good lighting, and there's a woman that can fulfill your needs inside of it. Because why would an angel be a dude? Okay, technically, that an angel could be a dude. It's just running along.
I mean, most angels in Abrahamic scriptures are dudes.
That's true, and they're all kind of weird. I've played Shin Megami Tensei. I know things about angels. I know that Metatron is cool. You're right. You're right, but, like, pop culture angels are all, like, women. It feels like. You know, like, when you think of an angel, it's like, a pretty woman that is either brunette or a blonde.
Because it's supposed to be, it's that the ideal of femininity.
Yes.
You have to be pure and innocent, and that the angel comparison is very neat.
Yes.
While, yes, you don't want to talk about dude angels, because it is inherently dehumanizing to see someone as just an object of pureness.
Yeah, and it's a dude, and that would,
yeah,
that
you
that,
want
that,
to do that to the dudes.
That sounds pretty gay. If it's a pure guy like that has angels, it's like, do they even lift weights? So if you in your design of like, okay, I want to make a guy that has angel wings, and you know, because like I remember as a child, one of the first times I think I saw a dude with like angel wings was, I think it's called Angel in X-Men. Is called Angel. I'm like, that's pretty. I was like, that's pretty cool. Like, Angel wings are kind of cool. And I'm like, am I like an insane person for thinking that angel wings were cool?
There must be some interesting literature out there on how the standard image of an angel changed due to changes in the idea of masculinity and femininity.
Yeah, exactly. That actually sounds like a really fun research. It was fun, like, little dive. But why did angels become hot, pure, and guardians?
Angels in Abrahamic scripture are kind of... I'm not saying they're dicks, but they...
they are.
They're not, like, super...
It's like how
nice and cozy.
I like how in Book of Mormon, it's like, your village is shit.
theater
people, that's a you know what I'm talking
about.
That's
the angel who just goes down to Mary and just is like, yo, you're pregnant.
You're pregnant. I completely forgot what that angel is, and I grew up Christian.
Again, because why would you remember the actual male angels?
But there's like,
it's just not how we think about angels.
No. Even though I do think angels do sometimes have... Like, angels are the closest we get in U.S. culture to Bishonen. like, Angel Dudes. Because, like, I think, like, there is a show called Angel that I think was, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like, and if you are an angel, and I think, like, even Supernatural, one of the characters, like, Supernatural has interesting angels. I'm not a Supernatural fan. I've only seen my mom watch it. But, like, angels are kind of weird in that show. They kind of at times lean to, like, the Shin Megami Tensei, where they're just dicks. And most of the times, angels are just dicks. Now I think about
yeah.
it. I mean, I do like in a Good Place, the angels are just, like, libs that were like, like, we'll eventually get it done. Like, when they... it's like, yeah, it's great here, but it's like, yeah, like, oh, you're right. How good do you have to get into the Good Place?
I mean, angels are kind of perfect for liberal inertia.
Yeah.
Because they do like the status quo.
They do. They do. The angels like it. And Good Angel, Mad City. It's called Good Kid's Guide to the Good City, really. I don't think she works. Oh my god, that book must love capitalism. Because, oh my god, it is so strange the implication that there's literally an angel that's coming down and wants to, as the Wikipedia article says, who is signed by God to learn from humanity. When it's like, God, like, do you not watch us all the time? Like, what more can you learn from us? I think we're... I've read history books. You can learn a lot from watching a quick little TikTok about history.
Well, clearly the only book available up there is the Good Kid's Guide to Life on Earth.
True.
No, I mean, and she's not really providing God with any good information either. The one way this angel is accurate to scriptures
yeah.
is, we did say the angels are dicks.
Yeah.
And, I mean, her hair literally is one.
Her hair is literally one. And, as you say, with Shu, who is a young angel who visited Earth to see Toa, she is very protective of Toa and was against her going to Earth, so she visited her with the intent to bring her home. And you're like, okay, why did you read the Wiki article? It said the last sentence in her character description is that she likes milk.
Wow.
I know, and then as when we talked about this many months ago, said she was blown up. Like, they literally just blew her up.
She has, like, a tracking beacon that beeps, and then she, poof, allegedly goes back to heaven. But, I don't know, it kind of looked like she just got blasted into pieces.
I think she just went back to heaven. I don't think she got blown up. But it is a more... bizarre show to think, yes, she went...
This is a show where imagining the worst possible interpretation really pays off.
Yeah, it's great. It's such a silly show, and we've basically talked about, I think, like 15% of what this show is about.
You mentioned that angels are the closest we got to Bishonen.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the other example we have of Bishonen are vampires.
Yeah. Oh, you're
and
right.
And I think we do have to talk about the vampire.
The vamp. Oh, yeah, because we did bring up the vampire earlier.
Yes,
you're right.
The Eastern vampire who cosplays as a Western vampire.
Yeah, like, she wants to be Nosferatu or Bram Stoker's Dracula, the one with Keanu Reeves. Which is really gay, but that's fine. Vampires are kind of like that. How could you not be? You're alive for a long time. Why wouldn't you be bi after a while?
Yes. Like, you have so much choice.
Yeah, you do. You do have so much choice.
And the vampire in this show uses her choice to sexually harass the main guy?
Yes, because... if you have wings, you fly up to the main character's balcony and you kind of hang out there. And then you just look through his window.
Like, that balcony is just a magnet for things with
wings.
Did
she break the window?
I think there was some property damage involved.
Yes. And she also sleeps in his bed. Yeah, I think she breaks the window and then is in the bed with him.
Without him knowing.
Well, yes. With his blood
without his consent.
Yes. I mean, this is very common for this type of trope in fantasy, monster, harem shows. Even though, as Wikipedia does say, this is a romantic comedy, I agree. This is a romantic comedy. I think this is a bad harem show. Because most of the other characters of the harem are never going to win. Vampire Girl only exists to give the other girls community and a place to hang out with and introduce the Kappa character. Really, that is the only purpose of the vampire, is to introduce the Kappa character, and that the vampire is more fun. Also, she has, the best joke about her is that she has contact lenses in. She's a Shinibio who is acting like a vampire, but she actually is a vampire. Oh my god, Wikipedia actually wrote that.
She is so meta. I mean, we already talked about an angel who happens to be an angel.
Yeah.
And the vampire is a vampire.
Yeah, that wears like contact.
Who is also a vampire.
Yeah.
And yeah, speaking of the community, because a lot of the women in the show do get together.
Yeah.
A lot and hang out.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where the guy goes to a fair.
Yeah.
Like on the way home, like they all bump into the fair and they just spend some time at this festival.
Yeah.
And they did not think to call the angel up and say, hey, do you want to join us? So yeah, our main character has fun with all his other friends.
Yeah.
And does not think to invite his wife to come along.
I mean, as we keep going back to, the name of the show is Studio Apartment, Good Lighting, Angel Included. She's an object. She is an object.
She's a Rapunzel in a tower.
But she doesn't want to be saved. She's just there for the characters to have. Like, and also she's, oh god, I feel really sorry for her the more and more we talk about this. Because, like, yeah, the show doesn't really care about her. I mean, we will eventually talk about, there's, like, a final episode of the show, which is, like, the only, like, romantic part of this romantic comedy where they go on their fake date, where they go on their date, and, like, she flies him in the sky and stuff. That's, like, at the very end of the show. And since this is a very wishy-washy show in terms of a romance show, it's just bad. Like, as a complaint of a romance show, and a complaint of kind of this idea of that, it's like somebody's like, you know, cat show, you're a big fan of the cat is depressed again.
Yes.
And I think it's pretty good. For the studio that made Handshakers, one of the worst anime of all time, they did a really
good... It is a massive improvement.
Oh, didn't they? They also did that. That Glasses show. That Glasses Girl
they
show.
They did?
I think
that
so.
That was the same studio?
I think so. We'll talk about that show eventually. Not today.
Yeah, we're not even going to specify which show that is, because everyone's better off not knowing.
Yeah. And then the Fox Girl show, like, they're not necessarily like, oh my god. Because isn't it towards the very... It's like, in those last few episodes, they finally start sexualizing the angel. Like, there's a moment where they're taking a bath and he notices her like, chest and stuff. And that was really weird. And, I mean, that's pretty normal for anime. It's just weird that, like, you have other shows that exist that... Like,
but that makes it worse.
It makes it worse. Like I said, there's another show in this show that exists. But it's just awful for this poor girl who literally wants to do good, and her idea of doing good, and this is the inherent problem of this premise, is to basically be a slave to the first man she meets that says, you are helping me.
Yes.
And that is basically what this show is at its core, is it's about a naive girl who, if we want to say, isn't like an immigrant, coming to an affluent country, and she has no home, and the first person to give her sympathy, she becomes their domestic helper, and the main character is attracted to her because she's exotic, And she's nice.
And there's already a power dynamic.
It's like, she's an angel, but she's not, like, all-knowing. She's naive. She literally reads a book called Good Kid's Guide to... What is it? Like...
Life on Earth, I think.
Life on Earth.
No, and the show has, like, another naive character who goes through actual growth.
Yeah.
The Yuki Onna.
Yeah, Noelle, like, Izumi.
Yes. Basically, an ice being?
Yeah, I'll just read the Wikipedia entry. Shitaro, who's the main character, workmaid at the restaurant, she's actually a Yuki Onna, ice girl. She has the ability to create blizzards when she gets emotional, so she gets really cold. We'll talk about that, because I do forget
that. They don't work at Dairy Queen, like, it's actual blizzards.
Yeah, but it's also, we have this, the quintessential quintuplets problem, where it's like, is it a blizzard, or is it just to get cold? And is the blizzard a way of abstracting that it's getting cold, or is it actually a blizzard? Which is something, ooh, I think about her a lot, where it's like, if like it was snowing inside, that would be horrifying.
Except for that episode where the air conditioning breaks.
Yeah.
That might have been useful. But yeah, it would have hurt the flows, and everything would rot.
Well, like, no, like, it would be like there's snow inside of a building. Like, you don't see snow, like, blowing inside of a you know, like, I mean, it's a ha-ha type of thing, but it's still a little weird. So she initially has a cold personality, as she was unable to make friends due to her powers, but she opens up after becoming friends with Shintaro and the others. And her name comes from the fact that her birthday is Christmas Eve. Oh my god, really? She's like Di Natale?
Oh, an Italian football reference.
Tony Christmas?
For anyone who didn't get it.
Tony Christmas? Yeah. Like, I like her arc. She is one of my favorite characters in the show. She's the type of character that I like watching in these type of shows. A character that starts out as being... she's just an otaku. She is the dream girl and a person that likes your interests.
Yeah, and she does has a good arc of going from this innocent person who is very easily hurt and really struggles to find her way around social cues and the world.
And yes.
Gets more comfortable in her own skin and in socializing. Like, she is what the angel could have been.
She could have, and she has the great moment. It's like, we're friends? I didn't know that. What?
She didn't know that you didn't have to directly make a declaration of friendship.
Okay, like, okay. So I know that's that character does, but I think I actually side with her on this. Where I also don't know if I'm friends with somebody unless I'm like Falcor Lehor and be like, I declare we are friends.
I mean, yeah. I guess communication is better than no communication. So, yeah, good point.
I mean, but they're also young and they go to school together, except for the angel. The angel is usually not in these scenes at all.
She's not.
I don't even think she's in this episode. Because they go see a movie. Oh, that's right, because there's other character that exists that is just set up to fail. She is in her
own.
She
tragic.
She is Love Hina, and that's basically. Oh my god, that's such a dated reference.
She has like a great fated star-crossed lover love story, and it'll never happen.
Okay, she literally met him for like 5 minutes when they were kids. It's not.
It was a great interaction.
And he literally doesn't give her the time of day. I mean, the Wikipedia says they briefly met as children, but did not reunite until they entered high school. Also, all the characters know about Toa, the angel. Like, the friends do, this group of friends.
Yeah, everyone knows everyone's supernatural alternate IDs.
Which is good, because that would get weird.
It would. Except for the Kappa, because it really doesn't make any difference.
The Kappa. No Kappa. This character doesn't need to exist. Oh, that may have been too young for you. I'm sorry.
So the final couple we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Final couple. Yes, because the reason our main character can live where he does is because his aunt owns.
She is the owner of the apartment building. She is a mangaka who is afraid of her editor, as is tradition.
But plot twist.
Yeah.
Is it fear or is it love?
I think like the main summative aspect of the show is that, I don't know, the power dynamics in it are a little dubious, so it's very hard to say if it's
right,
fear.
Right, because the editor is kind of your boss.
Yeah, but the editor also needs to exploit you to get money.
I mean, it was just nice having a good UV relationship in this show.
Okay. It's not confirmed, but yes, if you ship that, that is a fine ship.
I mean, I think they literally called it a lover's quarrel in the show.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I'm glad the angel isn't homophobic.
That's good. That is good. I didn't think about that. The angel is an ally.
Yes.
Because she's good.
The good kid's guide to life on Earth.
Is to like capitalism.
But it is a book of an ally.
It's the book of an ally. But yeah, what a weird show. What a weird show. And why was the Kappa in it?
I think maybe we should Kappa off this episode.
And to cap it off?
To Kappa it off.
Yeah.
That was, what's the name again of the show?
Wanrumu Hitari Futsu Tenshi Suki, or otherwise known as Studio Apartment Good Lighting Angel Included. What does this teach us? Toa is an object.
Yeah, it was going to be a fun episode, and it kind of got more and more depressing as we talked about it.
But yeah, this has been a fun time. Do you have any closing thoughts?
Nope. If any of our listeners have any thoughts to send us, send a manifesto to MarxistClover@gmail.com. And thanks for listening. This has been Havoc Hobbs Bond.
Wait. Also, if you are wondering why we didn't include another show with an angel, that's a different episode.
That is a show very close to our heart, and we will cover it.
We will cover it in deep detail.
And the hint to it is my co-host is the Angels Next Door.
Yes, this has been Angels Next Door. Have a lovely day.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Ohayou gozaimasu! Oro, oro.
おい、工藤。